So over to Sarah. Now, just tell us about, well, she will tell you.
Morning. In case people don't know, I'm Sarah. I come to church with Phoebe, the noisy one. And I'm also the church's BMS representative. It's not called that. It's called the BMS Link, I think. Okay, so BMS World Mission is an evangelical mission agency transforming the lives of people in fragile states and under-evangelised communities among the world's most marginalised people on four continents in around 30 countries. From legal work to surgery, food and development projects to education. As a church, we support BMS financially, and we also commit to holding BMS in our prayers and keeping informed of the work that they're doing around the world. We're linked as a church to a family in Uganda, the Darby family, who were able to visit us fairly recently. And we also run a BMS birthday scheme. As individuals, we can also keep ourselves informed and keep BMS in our prayers. We can subscribe to their magazine that comes out a couple of times a year, which is a lovely read, a lovely thing to have on your coffee table, quite easy to read and to flick through, and just keeps us up to date with what's going on. They have a prayer guide, which again, it's up on the notice board as well. I do put it up on there, but it basically gives us a prayer a day, which you can use, and that's a handy tool just to have with your Bible, perhaps, just to remember BMS in your prayers. You can sign up to emails and receive news that way. If you're on Facebook, you can like their Facebook page, and then you'll get their feeds just popping up on your page, which again is another really easy way just to keep in touch and just find out the amazing things BMS are doing. BMS are also, it's a bit early to think about it maybe, but they've also just released their Christmas catalogue, so if anybody's thinking about their Christmas cards, have a look at the BMS ones. There's a couple of copies of this magazine just outside in the foyer. As a church as well, we also support BMS's annual appeal, and this year it's focusing on conflict survivors from South Sudan. I've left on the chairs, but there's plenty of spare ones, an envelope for you to think about, maybe having a look at and just prayerfully considering whether you want to contribute to our collection that we'll hold, and also some bookmarks or just cards just to keep with you and maybe take home just as a reminder after today to remember BMS, but in particular the appeal and the situation in South Sudan and the conflict survivors. So without further ado, let's have a look at a video with some fun facts about South Sudan and how BMS are making a difference.
South Sudan is the newest country in the world and gained its independence on the 9th of July 2011. Fact number two, South Sudan has been struggling with a brutal civil war for the last few years, which has led to it having the largest refugee crisis in Africa. Fact number three, 83% of the refugees are women and children living in desperate conditions. Fact number four, one of the biggest challenges is that in some refugee settlements in Uganda, 1 in 10 people are struggling with global acute malnutrition. And fact number five, the South Sudanese refugees are amongst the most courageous and beautiful people I've ever met, and they need your support. Your support enabled us to get over 250,000 sachets of Plumping Up into the refugee settlement. Plumping Up is a therapeutic food that treats severe and acute malnutrition. We were able to help care for over 2,000 people through that project. Your support has also helped a group of vulnerable people on the border between Uganda and South Sudan who have really been struggling in desperate conditions. That support has included us providing emergency food rations to over 1,000 people and supporting local families, 100 vulnerable families, with the means through training and equipment and tools to start their own agriculture projects, which has been incredible to see. Your support has also enabled us to do a whole load of activities with people with disabilities, doing pastors' training conferences, challenging stigma and issues of inclusivity, getting people equipped with wheelchairs, which has totally transformed their lives, and just providing weekly pastoral support through home visits. You've also helped support our team on the ground here with salaries and so much more. So on behalf of everyone here on the ground, we want to thank you and the support you've given to BMS World Mission to have such an impact caring for so many refugees here in Uganda.
Okay, who have their listening ears on? Because we're going to do a quiz now. some of which the video will help you with, some of which will rely on your knowledge, which I know you all have. Okay, so it's a multiple choice quiz. So in your mind, just try and keep your own score, and we'll see who is the cleverest, who knows the most about South Sudan. But we'll go through the questions and see what everybody thinks. So, first question, which one of these countries is South Sudan? Have a look at the outlines of the countries. Who thinks it might be A? Hands up if you think it's A. It's okay. B. Who thinks B? We've got a few Bs. Anybody thinks C? See, Dave's gone, see? Dave knows stuff. Let's have a look at the answer. Dave! It was B. Well done to those who thought B. If you did do B, keep that in your mind. You've got one question right. Next question. When did South Sudan become a country? Anybody think A, 1969. How about B, 2011? Excellent. Well, maybe. How about C, 1863? Okay, so we're all on B. Let's have a look. Was B the right answer? Yes, it was. Well done. Remember your score. Next question. What is the official language of South Sudan? Okay, anybody think A, English? Okay. B, Arabic? How about C, Zandi? Got a few C's. Let's have a look at the answer. Well done, Dave. Next question. Many South Sudanese refugees travel to Busy Busy, a refugee settlement in northern Uganda, with a population size of one of these UK cities. So what size do we think this Uganda settlement is? Do we think it's the same size as Brighton, therefore able to house 288,000 people? Maybe. Few people think Brighton. How about Lincoln? 97,000 people. Or Oxford, 154, in the middle there, 154,000. Okay, let's have a look at the answer. It's actually the size of Brighton, the biggest one. 288,000 people in this refugee settlement, having left their homes in South Sudan. Okay, next question. So, if you were to walk from South Sudan's capital city, Juba, to this refugee settlement in Busy Busy, how many hours do you think it might take you? Anybody think 20 hours walk? Anybody think it would take 20 hours? How about B, 60 hours? In the middle. 60 hours walking. Or C, 100 hours. The biggest one. Let's have a look at the answer. The middle one, 60. 60 hours? I couldn't do 20 hours. Okay, next question. So, who can help these people? Three answers there. Who thinks God can help these people? Okay. How about the international community? What about you? You help these people? Let's have a look at the answer. Well done. Everybody can. I think there's one more question. So, what can we do? Who thinks we can pray? Brilliant. Who thinks we can give generously? And who thinks we can... Who thinks we can not forget about South Sudan's conflict survivors? Let's have a look at the answer. Well done. We can do all those things. And we must do all those things. So take the cards with you. Keep South Sudan in your prayers, these people that have travelled over to Uganda. Keep the work of BMS World Mission in your prayers as well. The amazing stuff they're doing, like this, all around the world. A little bit later in the service, once the young people have gone from us, we'll watch another video about the work that BMS are doing in South Sudan. If anybody would like a copy of that video and that they'd like to show to their young people, you're very welcome. That we've got a few copies you can take home with you, because I realise they're going to miss that because they'll have gone to their groups. But thank you very much. This is the Darby family. Just before we pray, I just need us to remember these guys. They are in Uganda, so not far from where the refugee settlement is, just around the country a little way. That's Tim and Linda. They've got three children as well. So let's remember that family in our prayers as they're doing their work. Linda works in the justice side of BMS work, and Tim's involved in development. And they're out there doing a great job with their three little ones. So let's, if you don't mind, let's spend a moment in prayer for BMS and the situation for people in South Sudan. Dear Lord, food shortages, loss of mobility, life-threatening health conditions, we lift all those struggling with these challenges. But particularly today, we lift those facing these and other challenges from South Sudan, people who have already been through far too much. We thank you for the ways they are being enabled to stand up to the effects of this devastating conflict. And we pray that they will know that we are seeking to stand alongside them too. We lift this prayer to you, Lord. Amen. Thank you.